This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Video that Dan Lyman shot of Trump arriving in Davos should have added Flight of the Valkyries to it.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of people want to hold back on their name, their money, their energy in this fight. Think if they sit on the sidelines, they're going to win. That may have worked while this country got taken over and run into the ground, but we're down to the wire now. You're going to lose everything you got culturally, financially, spiritually, if you're not all in on this fight right now. And I think a lot of people get that. I think we see that, and that's why we're winning. But the enemy is now getting off the bench. They're getting off the couch. They're getting off the porch. And the fight's on. So let's not think about who's winning. Let's think about who's fighting. A lot of people get in a fight with you. They punch you in the head, and they wait to see what it does. By then, you punch them four or five times, they're on the ground. And that's what the attitude we got to have is just attack, 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 and don't even respond to their garbage. Okay, Mark in Oregon, you're a trooper. And then we've got so many other people. Mark, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Well, thank you, Alex. Great to speak with you.
Hi, thanks to you.
Thank you, sir. Alex, I do have a short comment about what they may have left in their arsenal to use against the people.
I think that's the most important comment out there. You know they're not giving up because they're slaves to evil. They will keep attacking until they're 6 feet under.
Well, they've got everything to lose and nothing to gain at this point outside of being able to take the momentum back. And the momentum is since the election of Donald Trump and even before in his campaign, it was the genesis of the momentum he's provided, similar to the momentum that you provided through the last 20 years or so. When I look at this world and the people in this world, I know that God made only two gentlemen that could actually provide the momentum turn. And we had, as a country and as a world, our neck was in the noose, and they were ready to pull the switch and drop us, and it wouldn't be any comeback after that. And then God made a move. But you were already there, and Donald Trump was already there, as yourselves, and you've actually, just as two individual human beings, but two very special human beings.
I don't mean to stop you, but let me tell you something. It's you, Mark. You are awake. You got ridiculed. You got attacked. It's all of us together.
Well, I do understand that, Alex, but God made you and Donald Trump for a purpose, and that purpose has been achieved at this point. It will continue to be achieved, I believe. I don't think they have anything left in their arsenal.
I'll tell you this. The military and Congress, they listen every day. Not for talking points. This is the only place they hear what they already know. Then they see mainstream media. This is key. Attack them, and it makes them question. They already know what I know and 10 times more. They're already doing more important things than we're doing. The point is, they're there being attacked before there wasn't somebody to say, no, you're doing the right thing. We're giving aid and comfort to the American Revolution. You understand? We're there to stop the demoralization. Does that make sense?
Well, it's fulfilling God's will. It's actually turning people back to God when you look at the medium long run of it into the future, because we become more good, the good we already have.
Notice Trump set the pro-life marches. He's making it about families and humans, valuing families. That's how you kill it in people's own hearts. Exactly. And they know Trump has had a religious. He was always a Christian, but, you know, it wasn't about 10 years ago. I've told people that know Trump that he had a big religious experience and became a really hardcore Christian. And I don't mean to give out secrets and stuff here, but that's what's going on. That's why they're so upset. Trump is a born-again Christian.
Well, and it's the same with you, Alex. Like I say, you're two peas in a pod. You're highly unusual because of the talents you've been given by God to actually have the energy, the faith, the love for God to actually turn around the tide of evil, what you've been coming in the last 20 years, especially since 9/11, in a way.
It's all of us. Like you said, it was the big tide. It was going to crush everything. We were down to the very wire. This is our last chance, as I think what you're saying. But thank you for the support. But let me tell you something. I run into people out there on the street that are more articulate and smarter than I am. They just are so humble, they never got in the fight. I'm just somebody that got in the fight, and so we're here. But God bless you. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. More calls from Forrest, Marcus, Sam, Wild, Chris, and Tim. Straight ahead. 1 minute break.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting a course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something.
All right, we're going right back to your phone calls right now. But man, I tell you, you see the economy turning around, everything. I mean, just every indicator turning around. That's how you know it's artificial. God, they took a desolate country like China with 600 million souls, turned them into slaves, and built the biggest economy in the world, but the people got nothing. The middle class is non-existent there, and Trump comes in and just starts taking the balls and chains off our legs so we can run this marathon, and suddenly we're out in front again. And I just see the demoralization of Hollywood, the attack on the family, everything. It's so sick. Does that mean our families are perfect? No. Does that mean men are perfect? No. Does that mean women are perfect? No. But we're humans. We're together. We've got a huge adventure in the past and in the present, and that's what it's all about. And then they tell us all, we're all guilty, we're all bad, we're all this, we're all that, when they're the scum. Well, it's time for them to start paying. And you know what these people don't like? It's not being in power. They lust after it. They enjoy it. They love it. And that's our weakness, is the average person that's strong, an alpha female, an alpha male, just good people. They're not just good alphas and good, you know, whatever. There's also people that are just workers, people that are loving, people that are good. Some of the strongest souls, the Bible says, the meek will inherit the earth. They just want to be happy and be nice, and they get bullied into submission to a system, believing they're conforming, believing they're doing the right thing because they're being led by false alphas. Because real alphas have laid down and let the scum take the field. Because there were so many resources in the modern world because of technology. Whatever. Okay, let those groups do things. I've got my own life. I've got power over them. I'm going to ignore them. But while you ignored them, they took control of your children. They took control of your life. They crave the power. You must stand against them. All right, let me take all your calls for the next host comes on. Joel Gilbert's got a lot to cover. But Tim in Seattle. Tim, thanks for holding. Then Forrest in Houston. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Thanks for holding.
I was curious. You're saying that they, what would they do next? They're going to do whatever amid Las Vegas and everything else. The false flag potentiality is extremely high right now, and I don't see them not doing anything. There will be a false flag.
No, I agree with you. I mean, they've had their globalist spokesperson saying, you release this memo, there'll be a massacre. And when there is a massacre, they go, oh, you're such a genius. They don't ask, who told you to say that? No, I totally agree. So let me ask you, what are they going to pull false flag-wise? A bio attack?
I wanted to say also, I think McCabe was covering up all that Las Vegas information. And I'm glad that he's gone. And also, I think that the real reason...
Ooh, that is astute. Because the FBI low-level, not low-level, but the guys that do the killing, the fighting, the hostage rescue team, it's like the Department of Defense is really the Department of War. I mean, you know, the hostage rescue team told us, I'm not belittling them, it's just these names are ridiculous. The guys that went in told us the truth, which has been proven, and you're right, McCabe then covered it up from Trump, but Trump already knew and smashed Saudi Arabia 2 weeks later. Go ahead. He's gone? That's a good point you made. Yeah, we're living in epic times, and that's just people go, hey, we're grilling steaks, come over and watch the UT game. And I'm just like, I'm like in the game for the future of the country. I'm not knocking your football game, but people act like, oh, you're being weak, Alex. You know, enjoy yourself. Have some fun. I do have fun doing this. I don't want to go watch a bunch of spoiled, rotten college football players get worshipped running into each other and stuff. I get it. I played football. I watched it. I like football. My grandfather played football at UT, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter to me. The big epic battle for the future of humanity matters. They're diverting us with this. Forrest in Houston, you're on the air, Forrest.
How are you doing today, brother?
Man, I tell you, I'm happier than a pig and a bunch of...
I didn't hear anything. I ain't got no volume on my end.
Well, I'm sorry. Forrest, you hear me now? Might have some audio problems in there.
Hello? Yep. I ain't got no volume on my end.
Okay, Forrest. Sorry about that not working. We'll put you on hold and see what's happening. Marcus in Fort Worth. Marcus in Fort Worth. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I got two things to say. The first thing is, Mueller and John Kerry both have the exact same look in them that both tells me that they've both rolled around in the feces. They both rolled around in the urine. If you bring up two pictures of them next to each other, you'll see the look I'm talking about.
They both look like Frankenstein. And you're alluding to Skull and Bones, where they have gay sex, and I'm not saying they're bad people for that, and they roll around and men crap on them and piss on them, and then they get in a coffin and Lucifer enters their body. I mean, that's what they admit. They believe Lucifer does it. From anthropologists, like pygmies in Africa, you know, when they're killing an elephant, do they really believe they're eating the soul of the elephant? I don't know. But that's what the Democratic leader and Republican leadership are. You're right. They both look like Frankenstein.
Yeah, so yeah, I just wanted to point that out because it's a spiritual battle more than just a physical one. Two, I've called my congressman. I've called a few, not my congressman, because, you know, I don't really necessarily even know the district I live in, but I just got prompted to because I was watching InfoWars, and they're like, you need to call your congressman. I was like, well, how hard can that be? Google the number, call your congressman, tell him, release the entire memo. It's not that hard to do.
Well, they got the vote coming up at 4 Central in about an hour and 50 minutes, and we're going to be covering it live. And we're going to be covering the State of the Union tomorrow and Nancy Pelosi's comedy response. I mean, she is hilarious. And people go, oh, that's racist. You're making fun of a black lady. Pelosi's even more ridiculous. She's even more mentally brain dead. Pardon me?
I'm black. So it's like, does my opinion not count whenever I say that? Whenever I say that, you know, yay Trump, yay this, yay that.
Yeah, no, sure. They were just popping my ear thinking I made a mistake. I'm saying, you have the Maxine Waters Comedy Hour coming up tomorrow that we're going to cover after the president's speech. We're going to cover her response live. And then I said I'm not being racist about Maxine Waters because I think Pelosi's even more brain dead, even more pathetic. Thank you, Marcos, but thank you, crew, for helping me get that straight. Because I do, both of them are so addled and senile and brain dead and corrupt. I don't know which one is the same. They're both Congresswoman from California, which is my whole point. Forrest in Houston, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, boss. How you doing today?
I'm good, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, with the whole memo stuff that's coming out and that huge web from the Epoch Times or whatever, you know, how do we stop these major corporations working with state and foreign nations to cover up, like, political parties or working with foreign national governments? I mean, that's the biggest form of treason I've ever heard in my life.
I think we start indicting their ass. I think we indict them. You know, these big invincible Jeff Bezos, all of them. I say lock their ass up, man. They want to bankrupt our freedom, overthrow our president, end our free speech, get taxpayer money. I say lock their big fat asses up in prison.
Amen, brother. I mean, I don't want an MVP. I want an HVT. I want the high-valued players. I want the people on the international stage, these world bankers, these people. And I'm not saying crash the whole economy. I understand that they've monopolized so much field that it's going to take at least 20 to 30 years to fully give us free market.
Hold on. I'm going to come back to you after break. Forrest, you're two on target. Stay there. Stay there. He's absolutely right. We'll come back to Forrest, and I'll hand the baton over to Joel Gilbert. Ron Paul used to say, if I win the presidency, I'm not a dictator. It'll take decades to fix this. Trump is using their own bubble system, that there were bubbles for them only, to create a bubble for us to see the free market work so he can set up some factories, get some stuff going, and then probably even start a war to get the country out of this, which, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you want to fight, you better believe you got one. That's all I'm telling the Chi-Coms. That's what we're gearing up for right now. That's the big buildup, because that was the sellout plan. And I got stacks of articles here about the communist Chinese in our business. So we'll come back to Forrest in Houston, then Sam, then Wild, then Chris, then Joel Gilbert hosting the rest of the fourth hour, then the War Room and the live coverage of congressional vote on releasing the memo. Stay with us and spread the links.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2000, 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When we were students in school, there were certain teachers that would torture the students any way they could. But when they were home at night, their fat and psychopathic wives would thrash them within inches of their lives. They were cowards looking for power. Kit Daniels' article, the prolific writer, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, such an important article. Please get it out to everybody. I can tell you, you get this article out, it'll change destinies. Trump should, hashtag, release the memo during State of the Union. Memo would bolster Trump's accomplishments in face of deep state sabotage. We had Congressman Gates on earlier, Matt Gates, breaking it down. We're going to hear some excerpts of that in the first hour of the War Room. Coming up with Owen Schroyer, they're going to cover the vote to release the memo. Then it goes to the president. He may instantly authorize it right when it passes. We don't know. This is the excitement of what's happening. But as I told you last week, the vote will be Monday, according to congressional sources. We just had a congressman on about it. Media said, Jones is fake news. He didn't talk to any congresspeople. Yeah, sure I didn't. I mean, all we try to do is tell the truth. Stuff changes sometimes and we're wrong, but like whatever's going on now, we bust our little booties to tell you the truth because we want that. We want that. We're dumbasses, according to the globalists. We're chivalrous. They think we're mentally ill. They think Trump's mentally ill for caring about America and not selling out our industry. But notice, 1 year in office, it's all turning around because it was artificial. We didn't have half the world's wealth 40 years ago and lose it overnight without a mistake. They sold us out. Forrest, you're making great points. I'm not going to interrupt this time. Recap, start over, tell people what you were saying.
I was just saying, you know, I don't want to go after MVPs. I really want to go after HVTs, these international monetary manipulating bankers that use slave labor to oppress our people. And I also want to thank you, Alex Jones. Thank you for awakening people, you know, from this sociopath, this fake sociopath, and really changing betas into alpha males. Because this is a psychological war more than it's a spiritual war, because once we win these minds, we could go after these bankers, and there is no bunker. I'm telling you, if they thought the Rothschilds crashing their helicopter are alleged, they thought that was bad. Just wait. If they don't get arrested and have God and country arrest them peacefully, I am afraid for their health. I'm afraid for all them around because our forefathers did not die in some foxhole in Korea and Vietnam to have these oligarchs piss all over our ancestors, because our IPs track them. We know where they go. They think this network can not be used against them. They're sorely mistaken. We already know their bunkers, where they live, how they eat. So they better watch themselves. They better pray to God that the court system finds them guilty and they're safe behind that iron fortress. Because
wow.
This isn't a game.
Well, no, I agree with you. That's why I actually get guilty. Like, I hope they push it too far at an animal level, because they're going to get torn to pieces. I don't think they realize. They just thought that. Here's the thing. We were asleep. They thought we were intimidated. Now we're waking up. They still think they don't understand that we just want to fix things nicely because we don't want to have to peacock around. But they are 1 millimeter now from total destruction.
We got them bagged and tagged. I mean, it's like this. Well, I already got laminated photos on every single, you know, given to all the police station. I mean, every 4chan post that was released of all the HVTs from the, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the European Commission, where they have these offshore mega banks and using their little Soros puppets. They better be very careful because their bank accounts are cryptic. They will hit zero. And they need to understand that their power is a manipulation. I mean, it's psychosis at this point. And they better be quiet and take their pills and take their little child sacrifices and calm it down.
Well, I was about to say, that's the thing is, they were offered abstention and to be left alone. Or they didn't go away. They brought the war. They reaped the win. They're about to absolutely experience the real deal. I appreciate your call. God bless you, Faris. Great points out of Houston. Yeah, it's an epic time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And I just pray to God they back off. But Hillary doesn't. I mean, she looks like a dying corpse, and she's on the Grammys. They just... And all these weird little wimps, they can hardly talk, dancing around like it's some high school play, worshiping this demon, this lawyer for child molesters is her specialty. She's a frickin' Renfield for child molesters. She's a supplier. And we can't get this off our back. Sam, and then Wild. Sam in Oklahoma, you're on the air about the Democrat counterattack. Go ahead. All right, Sam is gone. Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Wild in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I was just wondering if you think there's any pizza-related items in the FISA memo, and if you're hearing the children screaming.
You know, I don't think this FISA memo and all this deals with child trafficking, but that's record level in the media. The Islamists are doing it, so that's certainly part of it. But no, I don't think there's anything like that in this new memo.
Okay, do you feel the child pedophilia going on?
Well, I mean, yeah, Wild, I appreciate your call. Of course there's people abusing children. Of course that's the spirit of this system, is abusing the innocent. So that's their kind of thing, their underground currency. Used to be art, used to be gold, used to be weapons. Now the big currency is children. We covered that yesterday on the Sunday show. Last caller, I'm going to turn this over to Joel Gilbert, who's waiting the wings with huge breaking news. Chris in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alec.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, great. You know, the main thing with these idiot elites and the reason they're losing is because they ruin everything. You know, like it used to be fun to watch the NFL. It used to be fun to watch the Grammys. Well, you know, a little bit, on a little bit of a level. But now, you know what I do? I spend time with my kids on Sundays. I don't get drunk anymore. It's fantastic. So, you know, they did play their hand a little too soon because by pissing everybody off, they woke them up. Also, real quick, I was listening to Dr. Corfey last night and about all the stuff on 8chan and how releasing, I mean, is that kind of like the ace in the hole? You know,
I've been told by five different Pentagon sources, high level, that whole 8chan thing is real and that they're basically forecasting what they'd like to see happen and giving you information. But so that's definitely real. And that's why Corsi's been, I'll let you know because the enemy knows, the White House directly asked Corsi to be on the 8chan beat a month ago. So, and that's directly from the White House.
Dr. Corsi is so smart. And then, one other thing,
But I mean, what does that say about QAnon? Whether it's, I mean, we're being told by the White House, please cover this. So what does that tell you?
Yes, it does. And, you know, real quick, whatever happened to Fritz Springmeier, because I'm sure he would have a lot of insight into all this pedophilia and all this crap. You know what I'm saying?
We should get Fritz Springmeier back on. There's all these great guests we forget about getting on. We'll work to get that done. Okay, I'm going to break. Joel Gilbert, that's 30 minutes. And then the War Room with the great crew, Owen Schroyer. We've got Roger Stone coming up and so much more. And about an hour into that, we're going to have the House vote on releasing the Intelligence Committee intelligence on what happened with the whole situation with the memo gate, the FISA memo. So spread the word. That is coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Please spread that link. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, frequent guest on the Alex Jones Show, coming to you right from the left coast here in Los Angeles. You know me as a frequent guest, filmmaker of Dreams from My Real Father, There's No Place Like Utopia, and the brand new film for sale right now in the Alex Jones InfoWars store. You got to get There's No Place. I'm sorry, this is The Art of the Insult. Get it in the Alex Jones store. Now, coming up next segment, writer Jack Cashel. He wrote Deconstructing Obama, Ron Brown's Body, and also Silence, TWA-800. We're going to talk about the Steele dossier that we wrote about last week, where we discovered that it was written likely by a Russian and absolutely not by Christopher Steele. Now, the Democrats love to talk about interference in our elections. Elections are the basis of democracy. I'm going to argue to you right now that Barack Obama interfered in the last three elections. Let's start by pulling up the photo of Barack Obama with Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan with Barack Obama. This photo was hidden from the public intentionally. Now, we also have photos, of course, with Barack Obama with terrorist emeritus Bill Ayers sitting on a board together. We've got him with Venezuela's dictator, the communist Cesar Chavez. And you'll notice that Barry is very comfortable with anti-American extremists, and they're very comfortable with him. And as we found out, it's because they share values together. Now, in 2008, I'll tell you how Barack Obama interfered. Democracy is supposed to allow voters to choose between candidates based on their agenda and who they are. Obama intentionally denied a fair process because he burst on the scene in 2007. No one knew who he was. He introduced himself as a middle-of-the-road mainstream politician when, in reality, he was part of the little-known world of American Marxism. Let's start by looking at a video of Barack Obama talking about his father. Barack Obama telling us who his father is.
My father was a foreign student, born and raised in a small village in Kenya. He grew up herding goats. My father grew up herding goats in Kenya. My father was from Kenya, from Africa.
Okay, so because of his background, Obama told us, he would bring us together. It was a big lie. As I showed in my 2012 film, Dreams from My Real Father, Obama's real biological father, who was his ideological mentor, was in fact Soviet espionage agent and Communist Party USA propagandist Frank Marshall Davis. Davis had a 600-page FBI file because the FBI knew that he was ordered to Hawaii by the Kremlin in 1948 to organize the labor unions to strike against the state with the goal of expelling U.S. naval forces from Hawaii. The Russians thought that the U.S. naval forces were an obstacle to Soviet expansion in Asia. So in terms of who he was, Barack Obama was a red diaper baby, the child of a Communist Party USA member. He hid his background, and that would have made him unelectable, just like the photo of Obama with Louis Farrakhan. Now, what about Obama's agenda? What were people voting for? What did he promise people if you voted for him? Well, let's watch this video about Obama's promises.
You can elect a president who has taught the Constitution and believes in the Constitution and will obey the Constitution.
Marriage is the union between a man and a woman.
Today, I'm pledging to cut the deficit by half.
No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient.
No more secrecy. That's the commitment I make to you as president.
So Obama said he was a constitutional law professor. He's going to obey the Constitution, cut the deficit in half, marriage between man and a woman and God. He's a Christian. He'll support Israel. He'll be very transparent, a man above politics. It was all a lie. Obama had no intention of doing any of those things. This was a complete fraud, and this was how American socialism evolved. In the late 60s, American communism and socialism, SDS, Weather Underground, they bombed police stations, bombed the Capitol. They were calling for open revolution, destroy the country, replace the Constitution with the Communist Manifesto. This plan was so evil, it actually included putting 25 million Americans in re-education camps. This was so frightening and scary that it failed. It failed terribly. Let's take a listen to Larry Grathwall, who was an informant in the Weather Underground, telling what their plans were.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. The reply was establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. I asked, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
So these same radicals from the 60s who were calling for open revolution, they came out of prison and went back to Chicago in the early 80s, and they taught the new generation of young radicals like Barack Obama that overthrowing the government from the outside is impossible. They said to them, here's the lesson. Keep your Marxism to yourself. Don't tell people about your socialism. Just say you want to help people, you want to give them free medical care, and you want to help families. Talk about change, but don't say what the change is. And this was how American socialism changed from open calls for revolution to the self-socialism of today. And this is how they turned the Democrat Party into a radical socialist party 25 years later using this strategy. They now call themselves, of course, progressives. That was 2008 through 2012. Of course, Obama interfered again in 2012 using the IRS. Despite the media whitewash, by 2010, most people got it. Obama was the radical in chief. The agenda he promised was a complete lie. And the Tea Party movement took over, helped take over the House. And Obama was poised to be swept out of office in 2012. But, of course, the IRS was used to suppress the organizing ability of the Tea Party conservatives while the left was allowed to organize. Obama trampled on the will of the voters and on the democratic process with the IRS. There was no need for Russian interference, of course, in 2012. We had our own Bolshevik in chief in the White House. Again, 2016, we're learning every day that Obama used the FBI and DOJ to spy on the Trump campaign. Now, this information was used to try to manipulate the electorate, and there's the Bolshevik in chief himself. In the next segment, I'm going to talk to Jack Cashill. We looked at the dossier, the Steele dossier, just a week ago, and like many people, we hadn't read it. As soon as I read it, I called up Jack and I said, listen, this thing looks like it was written by a non-native English speaker. And what's amazing is the FBI didn't notice that. No one in the media noticed that. There's terrible punctuation errors, misusage of verbs, misspellings. The sentence structure is a total disaster. We actually showed this to a former KGB officer, Konstantin Prebojinsky, intelligence official. And he said to us the following. He said, this is not an intelligence document of any kind. There are no references. There is no information whatsoever. It's pure foolish speculation. He said, I was laughing when I was reading it. So this is how ridiculous this document is. Yet people in the intelligence community, the FBI, the FISA courts, could not tell that it was a completely ridiculous document and intentionally used it to interfere in the 2016 election. So I have Barack Obama interfering in the last three elections. And in the next segment, Jack Cashill and I are going to get into this some more details. Don't forget, again, part of the insult in the InfoWars store. We'll be right back with Jack Cashill.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host for this hour, Joel Gilbert. My guest is the journalist who's written many books, Jack Cashel, Deconstructing Obama, Ron Brown's Body, Silence, TW800. We wrote an article last week called Did Christopher Steele Write His Dossier or Did a Russian Associate? Let me welcome right now Jack Cashel. How are you?
You know, I feel like I did when I read it, the way I felt when I read Dream from My Father in 2008, 4 years after the book had come out in the, you know, reissue. And when I read that book for the first time, I'm reading through it, I'm thinking, I wonder who Obama's ghostwriter is, because I knew Obama's style well enough to know that he didn't write it himself. And I just started Googling around, and when I put in Obama ghostwriter, all I got was, unlike John McCain, Obama doesn't need a ghostwriter. Barack Obama's a literary genius. He doesn't need a ghostwriter. Well, it was transparent to me, and I've written 12 books on my own. I've ghostwritten about another 15 that, no, this man did have a ghostwriter, and that led me, in a couple months' time, to Bill Ayers, and the rest of that is sort of history. Okay, and good. With the dust case, same thing. Gosh, you know?
So, Jack, when I called you and asked you to take a look at the dossier, what was your first impression when you read through it?
My first impression was to confirm what your suspicion was. This was not written by a fellow who was the head of the debate society at Cambridge University and a reporter for the Varsity, which was a school newspaper at Cambridge University. These guys are very gifted in the use of the language. The fellow who wrote this dossier, that's not to say that Steele didn't have some editing role in it, but the primary author of this dossier was almost assuredly not a native English speaker, and he was almost most likely someone from Central Europe, the Russian language, where they don't use articles, you know, typically, and so that the absence of a's and the's, you know, the sort of random placement of commas. The phrasing, these awkward phrasing, especially on subjects of sex, like golden showers, urination show. Who says that? You know? And it was constant throughout the document. And it's clear that a Cambridge-educated native English speaker did not write this document.
What about Steele's background? I think we included something about his involvement in far-left groups.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either, and I should have. And he belonged to the anti-nuke movement at Cambridge roughly at the same time that Barack Obama belonged to the anti-nuke movement at Columbia University. If you recall, in the early 1980s, this movement was stirred up. This is pure Soviet agitprop. You know, they worked through their front operations in Scandinavia. They created a worldwide movement movies were made. Big rallies were held, and the whole purpose was to discourage President Reagan from planting the missiles in Western Germany, you know, the missiles in Western Germany, were they Pershings, I believe, and Reagan, of course, was stalwart enough to ignore these massive rallies. And movies like The Day After, you know, where the whole world is getting blown up, this whole massive movement was created exercise in Soviet propaganda out of Moscow and participating in it were guys like Christopher Steele and Barack Obama.
Of course, we both looked at Obama's article in the Sundial at the same time when he was at Columbia called Breaking the War Mentality. Very similar theme that the United States is responsible. The war mentality of Reagan, of Americans, is responsible for the Cold War. If only they would stop their war mentality, peace would break out. Can you comment also on the fact that in this article, we were both pretty shocked that toward the end, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there were Democratic talking points in the dossier?
Yeah, they just sort of inserted. You're right, Joel. They just sort of appear out of nowhere. All of a sudden, they're talking about, you know, Trump being, unpresidential and, just things that Russians wouldn't even think to say or even think about. And, they sounded much less like Russian intel than you're right, than they did like Democratic talking points. And then
from both Hillary and Obama, the talking points that were in the dossier are Moscow's interference in the elections and Trump's unfitness for office. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you've got these talking points. What was also interesting when we researched it more, of course, was that Cambridge University was actually not only a place that supplied British intelligence agents, but many KGB agents studied at Cambridge. Can you comment on that?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, they were doing double duty. I mean, you had Burgess McLean, Kim Philby, the most notorious of them all, Anthony Blunt. And these guys created a whole industry in terms of, you know, the guys like John le Carré, you know, feasted on them for years because they began to infiltrate British intelligence right out of while they were in Cambridge. And what the Soviets had them do was to stop protesting. Don't be obvious how hard left you are. Go soft, go subtle, you know, get into the service. Kim Philby reached almost the very top of the British intelligence apparatus before he was finally busted in the early 50s. Burgess and McLean weren't far behind. Anthony Blunt was, a confidant of the Queen. These guys were deeply, deeply embedded. And what they were doing, of course, was subverting British intelligence, corrupting British intelligence, and funneling that information back to their puppet masters in the Soviet Union. I don't doubt. I won't say I don't doubt. That's a little strong. I suspect that I would not be surprised if Christopher Steele were part of that same kind of process.
Okay. And how can you, you know, what do you say when, if you and I can look at this dossier, which has been online for a year, I don't know why I didn't read it for a year, but if we can take one look at it and see that there's very serious problems, how could an FBI agent, intelligence officials, the FISA court, use this document, which Konstantin Przebyszynski said was complete foolish speculation, not an intelligence document of any kind? How could the media not have looked at it and come up with these conclusions that we did? Are we the only people that read this stuff, or are people intentionally not, don't want to know?
Well, they don't want to know. I mean, and I reached that same conclusion with the Obama Ayers connection. When I first, you know, found my way to Bill Ayers, when it became obvious that he was the muse for the Obama's book, I said, how is it that no one noticed this? And it's even more obvious with the Steele dossier. It's like, it's problems, it's grammatic problems, it's syntactic problems, it's language problems, drop kick you in the teeth. It's not like they're subtle, you know? And I get it, FBI guys aren't, you know, skilled linguists, but the people in the media know enough to know that this was not written by Christopher Steele. They knew enough to know that. And yet, so much hinged on Steele's, the sort of authenticity in his character and his legitimacy, that they chose not to know any more than they had to know. And most, I didn't even read it. I mean, most people didn't read it. So they could get away with it and more or less have. The whole construct is falling apart now. But and there's going to be a lot of unshoveling when this is finished. And it'd be fun to get my shovel in there and help them out.
Right. Well, does this dossier speak to the fact that it got through to the FISA court, that Christopher Steele was involved, this left-wing intelligence agent? Does it speak, do you think, to a larger, wider left-wing, I guess let's quote Hillary Clinton, a vast left-wing conspiracy to get her into office and prevent Donald Trump and from being president and crush the will of the American voter?
Yeah, I think you're right, Joel. I mean, if you look for a logic in the Russian collusion, I mean, let's go back to, you know, Sacco and Vanzetti when it started in the 1920s, when the Soviet Union realized that they weren't going to be able to create a workers' revolution in the United States. So their role was basically to undermine the role of the United States in the world, you know, to soften the American people, to subvert the ideals of the melting pot, et cetera. They've been doing that for now for close to a century. Hillary, if the Soviets, and let's face it, even though the Soviet Union is dead, there are a lot of old communists running the Soviet Union, people who think the way they always have and are not apologetic about their past. Who would they want as president? They would want a Barack Obama as president. They'd want a Hillary Clinton as president. They'd want someone who'd roll over, who'd push the restart button, you know.
Okay. All right, Jack, thank you so much. It's been really enlightening. We're going to sign off. This is InfoWars. Stay tuned for the War Room.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging.